Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The Lost Mandate is a clarion call to the church for Christ followers to man the battle stations to carry out this specific yet neglected commission of Christ, as recorded in Luke 14, 12 to 24. This gut level, non-glamorous social and spiritual justice of the scary and lowly kind. That's what it is. And in this book, The Lost Mandate, written by our guest today, his name is Daniel Markham. This book will enable readers to experience a dare to respond if you are willing to learn of the cost, to count the cost, to pay the cost by joining Christ in fulfilling, again, the lost mandate in reaching the world's, get this now, 1 billion people and their families who are affected by disability. The largest underreached grouping of people in the world. The Lost Mandate, a Christ command revealed by Daniel Markham with Nick Vujicic, and forward by Johnny Erickson Tada, published by Father's Press, is available as an ebook and print through Amazon and other outlets. I want to pause to remind you at the beginning of our show that as we speak about this ever so important subject, topic, matter of reaching, caring for those with disabilities and their families, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to bring hope, the hope of Jesus Christ, He who died on the cross for our sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, who was buried and rose again 3 days later, the living Christ who reaches anyone and all who experience and have disabilities and families and beyond. And that's why He sent our guest today to share from His heart why He wrote this book. What is it that's bubbling, that's boiling in terms, in relation to passion for those with disabilities that He wants to reach? So here's this book by Daniel C. Markham. He's devoted his professional life to planting and growing churches and nonprofit Christian ministries. He's an ordained Baptist minister. He presently serves with the Ministry of Life Without Limbs, Evangelist Nick Vujicic, as the Director of Partner Relations. Daniel became fully engaged in disability ministry and the Luke 14, 12 to 24 mandate, serving at Johnny and Friends from 2001 to 2010 as their Director of U.S. Field Services and then Managing Director of Field Services. Reverend Markham has served as church planter and senior pastor, a nonprofit executive director, and the Managing Director of Field Services. He's served in the Washington State County as Washington State County Commissioner, Director at an international Christian relief organization. He and his wife, Colette, reside in Moore Park, California. They have 7 daughters and 6 grandchildren. He loves to laugh, make people laugh, write, and ride the open road on his Harley Davidson. Daniel, welcome to our show.
Being with you, Danny, and aloha to all of our friends in Hawaii.
Well, I would say a resounding aloha back to you, dear friend, for taking the time to be with us, to minister to us, and to share what God has put on your heart. Where did you grow up, Daniel?
I grew up in a little fishing town on the coast of Washington State, where I was sort of a wharf rat, and Tom Sawyer life, fishing boats and hunting and fishing and living on the river and the deep forest of the Willow Fall Hills.
What are some of, give me one of your best memories growing up there as a wharf kid?
Well, let's see. I suppose some of the best memories are working as a deckhand on a fishing boat. You know, El Waco has, the little town I was born and raised in, has the reputation of being the salmon fishing capital of the world. Mm. It's great times in the Columbia River Bar out in the ocean, hauling fish in. Sometimes we would fish in the morning with a charter group, and then my brother-in-law and I would go out and do commercial fishing in the afternoon and just have fish flying all over the place. It was wild and crazy and fun, and as a kid, I actually could make some money at it, and it was a great time during my life.
Who influenced you most, Daniel, in your growing up years?
Well, I guess I'd have to say my mother. My mother, she's in heaven now with Jesus, but she was really the Florence Nightingale of our community. She was a nurse, began nursing in a little small hospital there back in 1939. My dad was the one, and then during the 40s, my dad served in the South Pacific, and I grew up, you know, walking behind her in the 50s and 60s, a little boy, and she'd go out and she'd work a full-time shift at the hospital as a surgery nurse and floor RN, and then she would be on call every other week for another shift. She's only one of two surgery nurses, and then in her free time, she would go out and do public health nursing for free, and as I've thought about my call to people affected by disability, it really started with me just in my stout little 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old legs following her behind her doing public health nursing for free out in the distant ranches of the area. So she had a great influence on me, a very kind, godly, good woman.
Take us back, if you can, to the little boy following mom. Florence Nightingale of the area, what went on in your heart when you saw, as a seed planted to what you are doing today, what happened back then in your heart?
Well, you know, I didn't really realize what was happening at the time. In retrospect, as I look back over my life, when I received a clear call from the Lord to serve people affected by disability with the gospel, and I thought back, because people say, how did you get started? I said, well, it was observing my mother, caring for, loving people who, in some of the remote places of our county, were forgotten, people that really didn't have much human touch anymore. She greatly influenced me as I would watch her lovingly care for people who were, some of them were dying. Some of them just need to, checkups and care. But seeing that had a profound effect on my life, and I was convinced by the time I was probably 6 or 7, my mom could heal anything in the world. And so I would also bring home birds and sea creatures that were hurt or wounded, and she would help nurse them back to health. And so she had that profound effect on my life. But really, when you think about Matthew 25, when the Lord said, when you minister to somebody who is poor, when you minister to someone who is in prison, you do it to me. He didn't say for me. He said, you do it to me. Take it very, very personal when we reach out and touch people who are suffering in some way.
Daniel, how did you become a Christian?
Wow. I love telling the story. I had been raised in the church. I won't say which one. But I was raised in the church. And pretty much by the time I was 16, 17, I figured out church wasn't for me, and I just, I saw a lot of nice people there, but I didn't sense anything genuine going on in my heart, at least, in relationship to really knowing God. So came to a point I actually became somewhat agnostic, and I went out and became a crazy wide-eyed hippie in the late 60s and early 70s, trying to find spiritual reality. I was on a quest. And then after about 2 years of that quest, a friend of mine who I hadn't seen for a number of years came into my life, and he just had such a different presence about him and a joy and contentment that I didn't have. And I was supposed to be the guy that was really deep down happy, because in addition to being the high school student body president, I was also the high school clown. You know, whenever there needed to be a party, you called Dan. Back then, they called me Danny Markham. And so when I ran into my friend's name's Joe DePay, still with us, I said, Joe, what's going on in your life? What's happened with you? And it was just a total unexpected response. I did not see it coming. He said, Jesus. I said, what? I said, Joe, look, you went to your church, I went to mine, there were nice people there, but there wasn't any spiritual reality. And he said, I'm not talking about church, Danny. He said, I'm talking about Jesus. Wait a minute here. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, and he went on to explain the story of Nicodemus in the Bible, how Jesus told him he needed to be born again if he was really going to know God. Nicodemus was a religious man. He was a Pharisee. And so I said, well, Joe, what would I have to do to get Jesus the way you have him? He said, just ask him to come into your heart. And I said, Joe, come on now. It can't be that simple. Just ask him to come. I said, I've prayed before. I did repetitious prayers as a little boy, and sometimes praying 45 minutes a night, and nothing ever really happened. Just ask him into my heart. Yeah, just ask him into my heart. I said, it can't be that easy. Shouldn't I be lighting some candles or going to church services or, you know, doing something good? And he says, no, it doesn't work that way. He said, look, Danny. He said, do you believe that you've sinned and done wrong? And I went, well, yeah, I mean, that's why I don't go to church. I don't want to be a hypocrite. And he said, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And, Danny, all I can say is at that moment, God put faith in my heart.
Wow.
And I said, well, if he wasn't, I don't know who would be the Son of God. And I was just trying to be as honest as I could. He said, well, just tell him you're sorry for your sins and ask him into your heart, and he'll reveal himself to you. And I could not believe what I was hearing. So I went into my logic mode, which was, okay, if I pray and nothing happens, I've lost nothing. If I pray and something happens, I've gained everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I worked this prayer out in my mind. I was going to say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my life. And I got two words out, Lord Jesus. And the power of God just came upon me. And I was powerfully transformed at that point in time.
Wow.
Now, we all don't come the same way, but the Lord Jesus knew I needed a road to Damascus experience. I needed the Star Spangled Banner version.
When you call on the name of Jesus, it means something very special to you, Daniel. I could just tell as you have shared. And thank God for your friend and the simple way in which he shared the message of Christ. You're listening to Daniel Markham. Daniel is the author of the new book, The Lost Mandate. And this book is available as an e-book and by print at Amazon, amazon.com. The Lost Mandate, A Christ Command Revealed by Daniel Markham with Nick Vujicic, and the foreword written by Johnny Erickson Tada. What do you mean by lost? You might ask. Who lost a mandate from Christ, and how or why has it been lost? Where is this mandate found? These questions and answers from Daniel himself and more will be here for you when we come back from our break. I believe it will transform your understanding and even the way you live. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Johnny Erickson Tada writes in her foreword to the book, The Lost Mandate, A Christ Command Revealed by Daniel Markham. Johnny Erickson Tada writes this. He says, who should read this book? Pastors, disability ministry workers, and seminary and Bible college professors. We must mobilize the body of Christ to become part of the movement to advance Christ's gospel into the darkest corners of the world. Corners where people with disabilities are suffering from abuse, neglect, and hopelessness for the lack of hearing the good news. The book, Johnny says, will strike a match in your heart and ignite a passion to carry out the Luke 14 mandate here and abroad. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. To find out more about our show, perhaps you're tuning in right now to get this show in its entirety. Maybe you caught the last tail end of the last segment. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this podcast for free and other resources. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Daniel, you write this book, The Lost Mandate. What do you mean by lost?
Well, here's been this incredible command of Christ to go out and compel the poor and people affected by disability to come into God's house, that God's house might be full. And it's just been overlooked. If we were all honest and went through the pages of church history, we would see that this mandate has been terribly neglected. And some will say that this parable is about the rejection of the Jews and the grafting in of the Gentiles. While that is involved, it's really clear from the text itself that Jesus, it's more than a parable, because Jesus gives the interpretation of the parable in verses 12 through 14. Where he says, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors. Otherwise, they will invite you in return, and that will be your repayment. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you. So Christ clearly tells us that it's each of our responsibilities as believers, as followers of Christ, to bring people affected by disability not only into the church, which is, he specifically talked about in the parable, to bring it into my house, my oikos, which is the Greek word for church, but it's our responsibility, even each of us, to bring them into our life. It may be something just as simple, Danny, as the next time you're in a checkout line in the grocery store, and there's a mother with a child affected by disability, that you just kneel down next to their wheelchair and say, hi, my name is George. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, just break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
I think fear is what keeps many people from engaging in, with people affected by disability. Danny, the most common form of suffering of people affected by disability is loneliness.
Hmm. Just a hello, break the ice, and ask someone how they're doing. That
yeah.
can make a difference.
Absolutely.
You explain the concept of God's power being manifest in weakness.
Yeah.
And that ministry to the marginalized ends up being a powerful force for worldwide evangelism in a gospel skeptical world. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, you know, the Apostle Paul himself said, when I am weak, I am strong. He discovered the secret of God's power in his own weakness. When we are weak, then we are strong. And, you know, when we look at examples of people like Johnny Erickson Tata, and a quadriplegic most of her life, Nick Vujicic, a world evangelist who I'm privileged to work with at Life Without Limbs, a man with no arms or legs, and yet has had a powerful impact with the gospel, because when people look at Nick, the first they're sort of just kind of figure it out, like, what's this guy up there on the stage talking to? He has no arms or legs. People are just sort of entranced by it at first, and then he brings, as an evangelist, as a good evangelist, he brings the message of the power of the gospel to people's lives. Last year alone, Life Without Limbs, Nick Vujicic reached over 400 million people through TV, radio, and in face-to-face preaching to 400,000 people.
Incredible.
Some 40,000 people giving, or plus 40,000 people giving their lives to Christ. So we see examples of what Paul was, the secret Paul talked about. Paul said that I might know him, meaning Jesus, and the word know means, is epignosko, which means to intimately know Christ. And how do you know Christ intimately, Paul? He said by the, through the power of the resurrection and the fellowship, the koinonia, the intimacy, the communion of his suffering.
I hear that, and I can see. I love the practical way in which you gave that example about the checkout stand. You, when people are weak, God manifests his strength, his power.
Mm-hmm.
When we find ourselves living in a world, especially nowadays, when people are thinking, hey, you know, is God for real? Is the gospel real? And sometimes they look at the church, and some may say, well, I see a lot of hypocrisy there, or I see an incredible amount of materialism that's within my own self, someone would say. It seems a bit unbalanced, and it becomes a turnoff. So what would you say in relation to that, and how does ministering to people with disabilities weigh in on that concern?
Yeah, you know, when we speak of materialism, you know, it also makes me think of how we are a surface culture. We're so concerned with appearance, and we're so afraid of any imperfection that we'll find the right makeup, the right plastic surgeon, the right weight loss program. You know, we'll make sure that we buy the best car possible, because deep inside, we really know that we're broken. Now, some of us don't want to admit that, but deep inside, we're all broken. And so we try to fulfill our life with all kinds of things and appearances. You know, that famous camera advertising series that went on, that, you know, image is everything. That's where a lot of the world is. Image is everything. But what happens when we only focus on image, the shell within us begins to crumble, and only Christ can satisfy that.
you know, a newspaper or a magazine, they can take an ordinary person and make him look like Mr. Universe or Miss Universe just by a bit of Photoshop here and there. And it's an intricate art and science. But as Donald Markham says, yeah, it's surface stuff. It's not really dealing with the heart of the matter. And really, when he ministers to and Nick preaches, Nick Vujicic preaches, and as he ministers and has, along with Johnny Erickson Tada, somehow the fluff of materialism gets down to the very core of the matter of the value of a human being, the value of a soul, and the love of God for a person. And quite often, it's through somebody who is suffering. Do you know somebody who is suffering? Do you know somebody who is struggling? Have you ever asked the question? Maybe you're struggling. Here's a big question. Where is God in our suffering? Ever wonder about that? When we come back, Donald Markham will share with us his insights as an answer to that question. You don't want to miss it. Deep stuff from Donald Markham. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hear me calling.
You're
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Daniel Markham wrote the book, The Lost Mandate, Christ's Command Revealed. Hey, it's being republished under a new name, and it's called God Sightings. God Sightings, Discovering God in the Most Unusual Places. In fact, woven into the text are vignettes from the author's incredible life. And you know, who's also part of this is Nick Vujicic, who also writes in the vignettes. And it speaks about the redemption of God through loss, pain, suffering, and weaknesses, while reflecting a lifelong passion for evangelism and missions, especially to the marginalized. You know, when you talk about the marginalized, it could seem like a far distant word that's unrelatable until you yourself, or I myself, we are marginalized. To feel that way, to feel the loneliness, to feel the isolation, well, we would hope that there is someone like Daniel Markham who would not only reach out to us, but mobilize the body of Christ at large to reach out to many, many people like us around the world. And more specifically, as he speaks of people with disabilities. Daniel, when you talk about God in our suffering, where is God when we suffer?
Well, we all know when we go through a time of suffering that it can be a time where actually we feel lonely, that perhaps God has abandoned us. Maybe he's mad at us. Maybe we're paying a price for some sin that's either been unconfessed or perhaps has been confessed and we're reaping what we're sowing. But I have learned through my own personal life, when I went through a great season of suffering, that it's an opportunity to either push God away or draw closer to God. And those throughout history, church history, biblical history, as we read about, we read the Psalms of David, as we read the writings of Paul and Peter, we realize that some of the greatest revelation and intimacies that we have with Christ are during our seasons of suffering. For instance, when about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with colonies of cystic lesions on my pancreas and liver. And when the doctor told me that, I said, well, doc, that can't be good, you know, and no, it's not good. And so I went through about 8 months of continual testing with the idea that I was going to die shortly of cancer of the pancreas. It was the most intimate, wonderful time in my life that I had with Jesus. And I've walked with Jesus since about 1971 and had great ups and some tremendous valleys. And I could tell you that during that time, it was so sweet because I had resolved that I was going home. Now, I didn't want to leave my family or my loved ones, but it looked like I was going home. And you never know what your response is going to be when that happens to you. And I was so amazed at God's presence in my life and how intimate he was with me and how wonderful it was to walk with him each and every day during that valley.
You talk about moments where you have to ponder the realities of what's next. Specifically, I may not be here. Describe the loneliness at a time like that.
Well, it is isolating. Suffering facing death can be isolating because for me, I didn't want to talk about it a lot just because I didn't want to trouble my friends or especially my family. But, you know, it for people, you know, affected by long-term disabilities, loneliness is a deep, gnawing pain. I can bring you back to a time when I lost my first marriage. My wife became involved with somebody else. I was in the pastorate. I was a senior pastor. I resigned the church, not because I wanted to, but just because I was a basket case. I couldn't even pastor myself. And went into a deep valley of clinical-like depression for about 2 years. And my house that had been filled with youth group and kids, I was pastoring the fastest-growing evangelical church in our community at that time. It was full of life and people and young people and people coming to Christ. I went to that to no one in my home except my old buddy Jake, who was my Labrador Retriever. And then I had to put him down because the stock price got so bad. And I can tell you that loneliness is a gnawing pain. And I just long for human touch. And I don't mean in a wrong way. I just long for human touch. And I remember after being in this valley for about 12 months, one of my women friends, I don't mean a girlfriend, but just a woman who was a friend, inadvertently touched my hand, and it's just like, wow. It was just like, it set things off on me. I didn't really know we're there. I don't mean a sexual nature. I mean just the thought of physical touch, just the feel of it.
Mm-hmm.
And people affected by disability, many have lived with that their whole lives. And as I said earlier, the most common form of suffering of people with disabilities is loneliness. And unfortunately, we are God's hands and feet to be the answer to the pain of loneliness.
So with your book, what is your hope that it will trigger in our hearts, in our actions? What is that?
Well, my greatest desire is that people will respond to God's word, respond to this command of Christ, whether it be in very small ways, like I said, just taking time out for people affected by disability on the street, or when you're in a restaurant, or maybe you're at some function and they're over there in that table is that person with disability, and maybe they're care provider, and nobody else is sitting there, that you invite them to your table, or you go over to their table. It can be something as small as that to as grand as, I want to see the 1 billion people affected by disability come to Christ. I want to see the church mobilize, pick up this mandate, and run with it, and realize the power and the wonder of it. You know, everybody that's ever been engaged in disability ministry says there is a presence of Christ you experience in ministry to people by disabilities that you don't get anywhere else. And for the church to really grab hold of that and make it reality, both corporately as a church and individually as Christians, and to see the 1 billion people who are considered the largest underreached people group in the world. That's according to the Lausanne Committee on World Evangelization, largest underreached grouping of people in the world. 10% of every community in the United States, the neighborhoods around every church in the United States has 10% of those people are people affected by disability. And if you multiply that times two or three other family members, you have a huge underreached people group right in your community.
So why don't more churches have disability ministries?
Well, some I think is ignorant. They really haven't heard about this mandate. They really haven't, somebody presented it to them in a very clear, exegetical an exhortational form to spark the faith in their heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. And we need God's word in our hearts to have the inspiration to do something. The other is fear, both individually and corporately. I've heard pastors say, well, how much will it cost us? And what about the liability? And, and many churches have physical barriers. Churches were, unfortunately, and to our shame, were exempt from the original American Disabilities Act from having to put in ramps and the means for people to come into our churches. So there's even physical barriers. There's social barriers where people just are afraid. They don't know what to do when that person with disability comes into church. And I'd like to flip that on its head a little bit and say, I've been in churches where people are fully engaged in the body life of the church who have disabilities. And I love it when I go to a church and I see some young man or young woman with Down syndrome handing me the bulletin. When I see a row of wheelchairs in the front row, not the back row, mm-hmm. the front row, receiving God's word and being a part of the people, being a part of the worship team, fully engaged. The church is being robbed of 10% of the gifts that should be in the church. If 10% of the people in the world are affected by disability, 10%, we need that 10% in our church to bless us with the gifts and talents that God has given them.
In a way, in a very real way, we're unfinished from the standpoint of the gifts that God has distributed in the body of Christ, because the marginalized are indeed marginalized. Would you say?
Yes, absolutely. And people, there's people sitting in pews today that don't have a sense of calling and what they should be doing. And this is just my conjecture now. I can't prove this biblically. But again, if 10% of the people, which is true, in any community has a disability, then perhaps, just perhaps, 10% of the people in your church who are not active in ministry are called to that, to those people.
Hmm.
10%.
That's,
think what a change that would bring, and I've seen it bring changes mm-hmm. to churches, radical changes to churches, where churches have come alive and grown. The First Church of the Nazarene in Pasadena, California, a few years back, the pastor decided to become fully engaged in disability ministry, and all of the growth, and they opened up their church, their basketball, their facilities, they built a handicap accessible park for kids to play in. They invited the whole community of people affected by disability outside the church in to use their, they have really great facilities. And the next year, and this is a friend of mine who was an associate pastor at the time, the next year about 45 of the couples, all the new families that came to the church were families who had a child or someone else affected by disability.
You know, surprisingly, the larger context to this mandate demonstrates how our weaknesses are God's opportunity to bring the gospel powerfully and effectively to an increasingly skeptical and disbelieving world.
Yeah.
You're listening to Daniel Markham. Daniel is one who resounds with a bellowing spirit of love for those with disabilities and their families. I mean, we're talking over 1 billion people worldwide. And you start talking about 10%, specifically in the body of Christ, that are people that we aren't reaching, 10% that aren't being used because of whatever preconceived ideas we have and the limitations that we put upon them, at least in our own minds. We, in a way, marginalize ourselves. When we come back, more from Daniel Markham about disability ministry. And really, who's ministering to who when you minister to someone with a disability? Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Daniel Markham.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Daniel Markham is with me today, and it's a blessing that you have joined us in this special time. Daniel Markham is the Director of Partner Relations at Life Without Limbs, a ministry of evangelist Nick Vujicic. Daniel Markham has also written the book, The Lost Mandate, Christ's Command Revealed. Speaking of evangelist Nick Vujicic, his incredible ministry has touched the lives of literally millions and millions of people all over the world, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people around the world, and growing. And he will be in Hawaii in March and April on Kauai, on Maui, as well as on Oahu. And to find out more about Nick being here in the islands, go to lifewithoutlimbs.org. Again, lifewithoutlimbs.org. You ever have a chance to hear him, make it a point to go there. I've heard him. I've been enthralled by the message that the Lord has given him, the simplicity of the gospel, but the way that he delivers it is certainly a grace from the Lord. And to see the fruit born of the many people that have come to know Jesus Christ through his ministry. Again, lifewithoutlimbs.org. That's where you can find out more as Nick Vujicic comes to Hawaii, Kauai, Oahu, as well as Maui. Lifewithoutlimbs.org. Daniel, before our break, I touched briefly on this matter of when we talk about disability ministry, the question may come up, who is really ministering to who? What would you say about that?
Well, it's a delightful part of, in fact, maybe at the heart of disability ministry is, for the many years I've been involved, for example, I would be a part of Johnny and Friends. They have what they call family retreats where people affected by disability come and they're ministered to, they're loved on, they get great biblical teaching, and many of them don't know Christ when they come. And, of course, we have Christians who volunteer. Now, the first time a person volunteers, typically two things are going on. One, they're terrified. And two, they think they're the ones that are going to minister. They're not going to be on the receiving end. They're going to be on the giving end. And what really happens is that I often hear the same response from people who are engaged in disability ministry. I went and I thought I was going to minister to them, but I ended up being the person that was ministered to because there is this, as I've mentioned before, there's this deep, rich grace presence of Christ when we engage in disability ministry, when we engage with Jesus himself. In Matthew 25, again, he said, if you minister to the poor, you minister to me. If you minister to the prisoner, you minister to me. So it's to him. And so as we're doing this, we realize and we actually experience this richness in the presence of Christ, and we walk away the ones with all the benefit And as we serve individuals and their families during a week time of retreat.
I mean, if we, in other words, what I'm hearing, in one way or another, Daniel, what you're saying is, if you ever want to experience the manifest presence of Jesus, go minister to a person with a disability.
You said it much better than me.
I mean, that's what I heard. And that's what we see in Scripture. The presence of Christ. What has it been like for you? Tell us your own personal story of when you've ministered to someone with a disability. How did you feel?
Well, I felt, first of all, I felt a tremendous privilege. When we catch the heart of Christ, the heart of God for people affected by disability, and really experience His love for them, it really becomes captivating and almost addictive. What comes to mind is I was on a Wheels for the World outreach with Johnny and friends in the country of Romania, and we were fitting, Johnny and friends worked with prisons that restore used wheelchairs to like new conditions, and then we ship them overseas, and we distributed them, and we share the gospel as we do, because people just, in most countries, just don't have the money. They'll never get a wheelchair. They're either moved around in carts or wheelbarrows or on the back of somebody else. And I think about this gypsy woman who just showed up. She couldn't walk. And I was sitting with her on the sidewalk next to this little facility where we were fitting people with wheelchairs, and began through a translator to communicate with her. And, you know, first of all, a gypsy woman. Not only does she have a disability, but she's a gypsy, which means she's really looked down upon, shunned, isolated as a people group in most of the European countries.
Mm-hmm. An outcast.
Total outcast. And as I shared Christ with her, she opened up her heart. She'd never heard the message of the gospel. And she received Christ right there. And it was just such a sweet, intimate, and really happy time in Christ as we sat there on that sidewalk and shared the good things of God.
Daniel, you have a new title for the book, God's Sightings, Discovering God in the Most Unusual Places. What do you mean by discovering God and unusual places?
Well, just the example of what we just talked about, that a lot of times, you know, and rightfully so, you know, we discover God's presence in a beautiful sunset. We experience God in a kind act somebody gives to us in the name of Christ. We experience God in a quiet moment of prayer or meditation in God's Word. But there's also other wonderful times that the Bible is replete with where we experience God by engaging with people affected by disability, that we experience Him, as I shared, on those family retreats or on that outreach, Wheels for the World outreach into Romania. These sweet, wonderful discoveries of the richness of Christ that really you can't find any other place. And who would think that God would be found in our suffering? You know, Martin Luther, the great reformer, I think he's the one that said that suffering is God's great megaphone to speak into our lives.
Yes, yes. Daniel, a parting shot. We've got about a minute and a half left. What is it that you want to leave the reader as they read the book, as they buy the book, get the book, take it home? What do you want to leave?
Well, a clear sense of the wonderful calling of Christ in the Luke 14 mandate, to know that there is a God that you can experience richly in disability ministry, and that you can share richly to those who are in suffering, and that it's not something to be afraid of. People with disabilities are not somebody to be afraid of. They don't bite. They may look different. They may act a little different. But behind that outward appearance, there's a soul in desperate need of Christ, in desperate need of the love of God. Jesus' name, reach out to them. In Jesus' name, pick up the book and read it and say, I'm willing to let God speak to me through the Luke 14, 12 through 24 mandate. I'm willing to let him direct my life. I'm willing to let him affect my church so that Christ may be glorified all in all.
Daniel Markham stands at a very high place, and he takes up the trumpet, and he sounds the trumpet with a call for us to be mobilized by the mandate to reach those with disabilities. So sorrowfully neglected, but what a great opportunity of ministry, and it comes down to a one-on-one moment. It may happen today. In fact, you don't even have to read the book to apply it. He's already talked about in the checkout stand, at restaurants, how to respond. A touch, a word of encouragement, a moment of engagement, a smile, an acknowledgement, a hug, someone who is lonely, a family member who has struggled can be encouraged by you. And the Lord sends Daniel Markham. Dan is here to remind you of the responsibility and remind me of our responsibility. Can we do it? Would we do it? Let's do it. Let's do it. You can get his book at Amazon.com. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us and sharing out of your heart. We really feel your heart as you've written and as you've shared. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Aloha.
And aloha to you, my friend. And dear ones, I hope that you've been encouraged by these very heartfelt words, insights, and stories shared by Daniel Markham, the author of the book God Sightings, Discovering God in the Most Unusual Places, available at Amazon.com. Daniel Markham. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you, just like we said today. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation there set up just for you. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Psalm 119:27 says, cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I may meditate on your wonderful deeds. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Daniel Markham. Find out more at Amazon.com. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.